I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Woo-hoo. Didn't you go down to the Sonoma area at one point?
I don't think so.
Sonoma, Arizona? Didn't you go to like the Red Rocks and all that kind of the Red Desert or something? I thought you went there a couple years ago.
Where was it? Where the hell was I? Get into your story. I'll tell you where
it was. Well, this guy, deputies down there, were able to return a man's prosthetic leg after he lost it while skydiving. The sheriff's office says they got a call on Monday that someone had found a prosthetic leg in the lumber yard. Wow, look at that funny shaped board over there.
You're right, Brad. I was thinking of Sedona is what you're talking about.
Oh,
you're
okay. Talking about Sedona. Oh, that's where you went. You went to Sedona.
Sedona.
I'm talking about Sonoma.
Well, Sonoma, is that in California?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
That's California.
Yeah. Okay, I was, for some reason, I was confusing Sedona and Sonoma.
That's okay. So, I have been to Sedona, Arizona, but I have not been to Sonoma, California.
Well, so, guy in the lumber yard finds a prosthetic leg just laying in the lumber yard. Okay. And after speaking to some people at a nearby airport, deputies figured out that an amputee had lost his leg while skydiving the day before. So the sheriffs were able to return the leg, which was valued at over $15,000, to a man. His name was here in the story. But anyways, nonetheless, they find the man that the leg belongs to, and they return it to him. And the guy jokes around that, "This is the second leg I've lost while skydiving. He lost his leg in a freak skydiving accident 2 years prior and now says, quote, he promises to make a tether to learn from his fully planned, if he wants to stick with his passion, he's going to build a tether to his leg because he lost a leg skydiving in a weird accident and then lost his prosthetic leg skydiving.
Well, I was thinking, you could just take your leg off when you skydive, but then I guess you do need that when you're landing.
When you come down to the landing zone.
Touching down. Yeah, you got to have that one. Walmart time.
At the Walmart. Someone called up 911 to the Walmart. There was a woman locked in the garden center at the Walmart.
Yeah. Against her wishes. Locked inside the Walmart Garden Center in Texas.
She had to survive on worm food.
So this woman is in there. She went into the Walmart to buy some other stuff, but then wandered into the garden center to look for a plant. And, she's in the back of the garden center. And I guess apparently the garden center has different hours than the attached Walmart. So she's back there, and they lock that thing up. They close it up, and then they lock it up. They got, a gate, and then the door that goes into the regular Walmart is locked down. So when she's done looking at her plants, she tries to get into the Walmart, and it's locked, and she can't get in there. And she said she tried banging on the door for an hour, but she had laryngitis, so she couldn't yell and scream.
She had laryngitis.
Help me! Yeah. Eventually, she got on her cell phone. I don't know why that wasn't the first thing that she did.
Yeah.
But she called her mom and says, "Mom, call the front desk at the Walmart and tell them I'm trapped inside the garden center." So they call the police.
Do they have any human compost down there? Pick me up a couple wheelbarrows.
They call the police department, and after an hour or so, they come and they take her out of there. Walmart, what do they do for her? They give her a gift card and a free plant as compensation.
And finally, out of Aston, Pennsylvania, a large brawl broke out at the Pennsylvania Fire Department's annual charity carnival. And it was so bad, they shut the entire event down. Police say the fight started breaking out about 9:30 last Thursday after a large crowd gathered at the Aston Township Fire Department's Spring Carnival. As more people became involved, police from several departments responded to help break up the brawl. Several arrests were made as officers dispersed the crowd. The fire department issued a statement saying the carnival, a major fundraiser, was due to run through Saturday. But as of Thursday night, it would be immediately shuttered, and there were no further carnival. They said there would be no further carnivals would be held because the event has, quote, turned into a landing spot for out-of-town troublemakers.
Let's go to the fire department's annual charity and raise some hell.
I can't believe it's news.
Let's go to the carnival and raise some hell.
There's no other carnival in that town that stands a chance if the fire department carnival can't be contained. Yeah.